Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brother and sister, dear listener of Lantern, thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to, and today we have a new story. Amar in the Battle of Siffin is the title of today's story in the program Lantern. Amar Yasser was one of the special companions of the Noble Prophet, possessed such a high degree of faith that Noble Prophet had stated, Amar is replete with faith from head to toe, and faith has blended with and become part of his flesh and blood. After the death of the Noble Prophet, he continued to be of those who supported Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and when the Battle of Siffin commenced, he fought on the side of Imam, peace be upon him. One day coming out of the ranks of the Imam's army, he stationed himself before the enemy force and said, O Lord, you are aware that if I were to realize that your happiness lies in my hurling myself into the seas, I would surely do so. And if I were to know that your happiness lies in that I fling myself upon the point of a sword so that it enters into my stomach and emerges from the back of my neck, I would certainly do so. I know that today your happiness lies in waging a battle with these sinning and corrupt people. And had I known of an act that would have pleased you more, I would have surely opted for it. Then raising his voice, he said, Whoever desires Allah's pleasure and does not desire to return to his wealth and children should come to me. He was eventually martyred after displaying great valor and courage in the battlefield. Reaching his dead body, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, sat down, placed his head upon his thighs, and as he wept, said, O death, it appears that you are totally familiar with those whom I love. You come and take them away from me.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا رب.
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program Lantern and the important points of this nice story.
Well, what we do in Lantern is to talk about different religious stories and then try to shed light and explain some points that can be useful for us as Muslims. Well, today we intend to talk about the great character of Ammar Yasir, who was one of the greatest fellows of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and one of the most faithful followers of the true Islam. There are people whose faith is easy when the truth is popular. And then there are people whose faith is tested when the truth becomes difficult to recognize. Ammar ibn Yasir was one of these people. His story is not simply the story of a man who became a Muslim. It is a story of a man who remained faithful when faith demanded courage, when it demanded sacrifice, and perhaps, and most importantly, clarity. There is a famous prophetic statement about Ammar that became particularly significant during the Battle of Siffin. It said, "Alas for Ammar, the rebellious group will kill him. He calls them toward paradise, while they call him toward hell." This narration is reported in Shi'i sources as well as in early Islamic historical traditions, and it became one of the defining signs surrounding Ammar's martyrdom. At Siffin, Ammar was an old man, but his age did not weaken his conviction. He fought beside Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he was eventually martyred. His death was not insignificant. It forced people to confront a difficult question. If Ammar had been killed by the opposing army, then what did they say about the side that killed him? Ammar's life had become a kind of moral compass, and this is perhaps why his character remains so powerful. He did not simply ask which side has more people. He did not also ask which side is politically stronger, but he asked where is the truth. And once he recognized it, he stayed with it. Okay, well, let's have a short recess and soon we will be back.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
There is another quality in Ammar that deserves our attention today. He was not attached to Islam only when Islam was easy. Today, faith can sometimes become an identity that we inherit. We are born into a family, we learn certain words, we participate in different ceremonies, we know the names of certain people. But Ammar's Islam was something he had consciously chosen, paid a price for that. He lost his parents, he endured torture. He witnessed enormous changes in the Muslim community, and yet his faith did not become weaker. In fact, hardship revealed its depth. Perhaps this is the greatest difference between merely belonging to a religion and truly being faithful to it. Belonging asks, what does everyone around me believe? Faith asks, what is the true? Belonging says, I will stay here because this is where I was born. Faith says, I will stay here because I have recognized the truth. And Ammar's story also teaches us that faith requires insight, or what we call in Arabic as basira. It is possible to be religious and still become confused. It is possible to hear religious words from both sides. It is possible for truth and falsehood to both use the language of religion. And that is precisely when a person needs something deeper than emotion. He needs knowledge, he needs reason, he needs moral courage, and he needs the ability to recognize the people who genuinely represent the values of Islam. Ammar possessed that clarity. He had lived with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had suffered for Islam. He had witnessed its easiest struggles. And when the time came to choose, he did not choose the easier side. He chose the side he believed was right. That is why Ammar bin Yasir is more than a historical figure. He represents a question that every believer eventually has to answer. If truth becomes difficult or unpopular or costly, will I still recognize it? And once I recognize it, will I still have the courage to stand with it? Ammar answered both these questions with his life. He lost almost everything for Islam, but he never lost his direction. And perhaps that is what true faith looks like. Not a life without fear, but a heart that knows what it believes and a mind that can recognize the truth and a person who refuses to abandon the truth when the price becomes high. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed this episode. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi aman Allah.
Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.